Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. I heard one amen out there. What? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if Pastor Sharon were here this morning, she would be speaking a blessing over y'all. So I'm going to speak a blessing over y'all. And we're just going to wing it again. I'm going to ask if you will just to raise your hands toward that you're receiving it. And we just declare in the name of Jesus, you are the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. We declare you are made in the image of God. You are believers and not doubters. We declare the glory of the Lord is revealed in your lives this week. We declare every weapon that the enemy places against you this week will be annihilated. It will be destroyed and it will be shown to be nothing in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. And let's, okay, I need your help this morning. I need y'all to make a super strong drawing on the anointing of God today. Because you know, as you draw the Word, you'll receive from the Word and it'll make the Word just draw. I mean, things that I've never intended to say will come out. And you'll get answers that you may have been praying about for a while. They'll just come, they'll manifest. So I need y'all to make a strong drawing on the anointing of God today. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people will make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming. We thank you. Move in, Holy Spirit, the way you want to move in this place, this day, as you will. Help me to flow with you, Holy Spirit. Help me to flow. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse number 22. Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for His mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will put my hope in Him. Now, I was watching Nancy Dufresne on YouTube this week. And she has, you know, several different things out there. And just watching whatever was available. I don't even remember the title of it. And she hit some scriptures in it that it was just quickened to me. I got to do something. I got to write these scriptures down. And so it was the scriptures that I just gave you in Lamentations. And I wrote them down and I just kept feeling impressed to say it in my own way, but I just started saying it. I started doing warfare with it, really. Because she was talking about praising God with those scriptures, and that is what you do. And I realized I just needed to say it. Sometimes we need to say something more than one time. Sometimes we don't need to just do a scripture just one time and let that be it. Sometimes we're led of the Lord to say it a bunch of times. And so I was doing that, and I hadn't really discussed it with anybody or anything. And Bonnie came up to me Wednesday night, and she said, "Did you hear what?" And she named some prophet or whatever, and she said, "Did you hear what he said this week?" And I said, I didn't. And she said, and she has this long list. Bonnie always has a list of questions and stuff that she's going to ask. She's going to make a drawing on the anointing wherever she's at. And she had this long list. And so she was going through her list, and she brought out the very scriptures that I'm talking about and that were on her list. And I said, "I've been doing those scriptures all week. Where did you get that?" And she said, "No, it was from," and it wasn't from Nancy Dufresne, it was somebody else. And I thought, well, that's, you know, your natural mind first wants to think that's a coincidence. But it's not a coincidence, it's the Spirit of God. And I realized, wait, that was the Spirit bearing witness that I was doing the right thing, I'm on the right track. I need to do something more with this than I'm doing now. And I've been doing it, applying it. I said, I'm going to kick it up a notch. And so I started kicking it up a notch. And then I'm reading a book like the next day. This book has got nothing to do with any of this. And in the middle of the, chapters of the book or whatever, as I'm going through it, they bring out this scripture. And I said, really? And they started going into detail about this scripture. And I said, you know what? I'm going to kick it up a notch again. I'm supposed to keep doing this. You know, we get in a way of thinking. I don't want to just say a rut. But we get in a way of thinking, we'll do it once or we'll do it twice or maybe we'll just step out and do it three times. And God's saying, I want you to do it 300 times. I want you to do it. I want you to do it and do it and do it. I want you to do warfare with it. I mean, if I had a gun and I'm going against the enemy, I guarantee you, I know, this is not politically correct to say anything about guns and going against the enemy. I don't care about all that junk. If there's an enemy and he is trying to hurt my family and I have a gun, I'm going to use the gun. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to have remorse for using a gun. I'm going to use it. Matter of fact, he's the one that better be scared. Amen? Because I got lots of bullets. Thank you very much. Okay, anyway, I realized I'm going to have to kick this up. So I just kept going and kept going. And I realized, okay, now, this is the way I've been saying it, and this is the way I wrote it down originally. I don't know which translation, because there's so many different translations. I looked in a bunch of them. I didn't find it written exactly like this. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Now, I've been saying that. I know I went on an errand the other day, and as I'm on the errand in the car, I'm saying that all the way there and all the way back. I'm saying it. What am I doing? I'm doing warfare. I'm firing my gun with my bullets, my spiritual bullets in it. I am working the Word of God. You understand me? And I'm doing it, and we had a situation come up at the house, and we've had this situation come up before, and it was very costly. And so I really got into this scripture a little heavier than I had been. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies that this situation doesn't overtake us. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. I'm telling you, you really get into saying it and you realize there's a spirit, it takes spirit in life. It just starts speaking life into your circumstance, into your situation, sometimes that looks dreary, that doesn't look good. Amen? This is a different, this is a message translation, the same scripture. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. I got new mercies. You got new mercies today. You got new mercies waiting on you tomorrow. You got new mercies waiting on you the next day. No matter what's going on in your life, new mercies, new mercies. I don't know about you guys, but I'm always needing new mercies. Love couldn't have dried up. They've created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? I'm sticking with God. I'll say it. This is the message. I'll say it over and over. He's all I've got left, Lamentations. Now, we need to put scriptures in our mouth and do warfare with those scriptures as the Spirit leads us. Now, I know sometimes we're not taught to do it this way, but you know, the Spirit doesn't lead us to do the same thing the same way all the time. You know, I've even had situations that the Spirit, I prayed about a situation and the Lord said, do it this way. And I did it this way. And the next time I hit that situation, I did it the same way. And it didn't work out. And I said, why didn't that work out? He said, because you didn't take my leading. You didn't ask me. You just did it the way you did it before. And you assume, since that was the instruction I gave you before, you assume that's the way it's going to be this time. But it's every situation stands on its own. You understand? So I didn't need to do it the same way. And so I didn't. I learned something big from that. Now, so we need to do warfare with scriptures, and we need to say them over and over as the Spirit leads us. John 6 and 63, it's the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, we need to prophesy the end from the beginning. I like this particular scripture, and we had taught on this one time. And I remember Wanda giving the testimony about her and Jesse. Jesse is riding down the road in his vehicle, I think it was his truck, and it broke down. Now I could have it wrong, and if I got it wrong, y'all correct me because I don't want to get it wrong. But I remember y'all were conversing back and forth on a cell phone back and forth about what had just happened to the truck, Wanda said, hang on, let's not say anything yet. Don't say anything. And she paused. Pastor Rock, you need to learn from this and pause. Before you speak, you need to pause. Because you need to call the end from the beginning. You need to call the outcome of the situation. The devil wants you to call it what it is. He wants you to say, it's going to take all my money. This situation, I've seen it before, and I know it's just going to ruin it. This thing will never work again. This situation, it's going to get so bad. I know what it'll be. Hush. Hush. Holy hush. Holy hush. And then, okay, I guess you were pulled off on the side of the road, and you spoke something over it. Now, y'all were conversing on the cell phone, the way I understand it. Do you remember what you said? It doesn't have to be word for word, but you spoke that it was going to work out. Right, that it'll work out for your good. Okay, I remember it really kind of clung to my spirit when you said it that day, and it did work out because he went to crank the vehicle and everything started working again. But you paused. You paused. And see, sometimes we got to pause before we speak life or death. If we don't pause, we'll speak death. We'll speak lack. We'll speak what we're afraid of, not what God's saying about it. And that'll be the wrong kind of warfare. We're prophesying how this situation will turn out. Isaiah 54 and 13, now I'm going to give you all something to think about. I'm just going to give you some scriptures that you can use in warfare. Isaiah 54 and 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Well, it doesn't look like great shall be the peace of my children, because it looks like they're swinging off the chandeliers right now. I mean, if they could do it and they could mess it up, they're really messing it up right now. They're going above and beyond the call of duty to mess things up. But I declare, great shall be the peace of my children. I'm not moved by what it looks like. I'm moved by what God's Word says. God's Word is my highest form of reality. It's the highest form of reality that exists, and it needs to get in my mouth. And I need to speak it out of my mouth, even when I don't want to speak it out of my mouth. Isaiah 54 and 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Now, I want to ask y'all a question. Can I ask this and we be honest? How many of y'all, all the time, are far from oppression? That would not be me. Because sometimes it's like, Lord, where you at? Help me, Jesus. Because this, I mean, I can feel the oppressive fire coming in on the situations. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But that's not what the Word says. The Word says, in righteousness you shall be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Isaiah 54 and 17. I use this one a lot. No weapon that is formed. Matter of fact, I don't see how y'all could ever use this one because I use it a lot. I've got the copyrights on this one. So if y'all use it, I'm going to know it because I mean, it's going to come back to me. I promise you, as much as I use this scripture. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Our righteousness is of Him because of the blood of Jesus. Amen? In the Passion Translation, that same scripture, but I promise you, No weapon meant to hurt you will succeed. And you will refute every accusing word. This is Passion Translation. You will refute every accusing word spoken against you. This promise is the inheritance of Yahweh's servants, and the vindication is from me, saith Yahweh. I don't know if y'all have ever been in a situation to use this, but I've used this one on many different people that I've prayed for. Psalms 118 and verse number 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Somebody will get in a life or death situation, and what you speak over them, you speak in life, they shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You speak life over that situation. The Lord might not have you just do it one time. Hang on. Bean, you were in ICU. And this has been a few years ago. And you were in ICU for a while. And we felt like that the Spirit of the Lord told us to use, I believe it was Psalms 107 and 20. I could be way wrong. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Remember, we said it from the pulpit. We say it every time we come in here. He sent His word and delivered Bean from his destructions. And you were in a coma there for a while. And I mean, it didn't look good. Let's say it that way. We were binding a spirit of death off of you in the name of Jesus. And I know that upsets people when you talk like that. I don't care. But that's in line with the Word of God. You bind a spirit of death. You don't let death just come in. An untimely death. You don't let it just come in. Now you've got to have agreement with the people that you're believing with. They got to believe with you. There's got to be an agreement with you. You understand there's many things that come into play in this. But if somebody's in agreement with you that they shall live and not die, and you're binding a spirit of death, just, you know, sometimes we just let death have free reign. The doctor said they're going to die, they're going to die. Well, not in every case. Well, the doctor said, you know, it's not going to be. As a matter of fact, I just read about a situation where the lady was going to minister somewhere, and her son was in a bad situation. He had a heart attack and he went in a coma, and the doctors were called in. And they said he's going to die, and she said she canceled her meeting where she was going to go speak, and then she said the Lord spoke to her and said, wait a minute, don't you need to be doing my work, and I'm going to be doing yours. Don't you need to be doing my work? So she called that pastor back up and she said, we're still having a meeting. She said, because God's going to raise this situation back to life. And we're still having a meeting. That's some faith right there. I don't know about you guys, but Lord have mercy. That's something. And guess what? They had the meeting. Her son came out of the coma. He is no longer going to die, but he's going to live. I think that's pretty cool. The Word of God works. Amen? Isaiah 55 and 10 and 11 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it'll prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So if I'm speaking life over it, it's not going to come back void. It's going to be life. It's going to produce life. What I'm speaking, it's going to produce. Isaiah 40 and 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, you could just start saying, I will renew my strength. In the name of Jesus, I will renew my strength. I'll mount up with wings as eagles. I'll run and not be weary, and I'll walk and not faint. We can just say that what the Word says, speak it in line with the Word. We're speaking life in line with the Word of God, and I'm telling you, it'll start working in our bodies. Worked in Bean's body. Isaiah 26 and 3, that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. I don't know about you guys, but I've had to speak over my mind an awful lot. I've had to speak over peace over my mind when it looks like I wasn't going to get no peace in my mind. I've spoken favor over my life like nobody's business. Psalms 5 and 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. I'm talking about, me and Pastor Sharon have spoke favor and favor and favor and favor. And I thought it was so funny. Bonnie and Ish were saying something the other day, and we had blessed them with just a little thing of chili. You know, you can bless somebody with something little. It doesn't have to be super, super big. This little thing of chili. And Bonnie and Ish were wondering, well, how? They asked us, how did you get them to put so much chili in these bowls? I said, what are you talking about? You couldn't even hardly put the cap on because there's so much chili. When we get our chili, we get a lot less chili, and there's plenty of room. But when you gave us chili, how come yours is full to overflowing? And Ish told Bonnie, he said, it's because they got the favor of God on them in a greater measure. We have chili favor. I never saw that before, but we have chili favor. Hallelujah. I thought that was so cool. I know, I could tell y'all so many things. I ordered a drink the other day, just like a Diet Coke or whatever. I was going somewhere and I was real thirsty and all I wanted was a Diet Coke. Ordered the Diet Coke, I pulled around, I got to the window. The lady said, here's your Diet Coke. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, God bless you. I said, God bless you too. But, you know, I'm expecting to pay. I got my cash out. She said, nuh-uh, keep it. I said, well, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know, I felt so good about that until Jesse, the everyday man. Y'all know he's preached one sermon here, and the word was every day. Nobody ever forgot Jesse preached. They've never forgot his message. I don't blame them. Jesse told me, I mean, I'm feeling so good about it. I went to a drive-thru. I know nobody, and they gave me the drink. Jesse said, oh, yeah. He said, I go to a place like a 7-Eleven type of place. He said, I go every day, you know, before school, before he goes to school, and he gets a frap with cappuccino. I want to get it right. And he said, I'll make it. And then as I'm going up, the lady will say, going home, going out. He said it happens every day. Every day. He didn't get a one-time gift. He got every day. Every day. The word is undoubtedly working with you in favor in a great, great way. Amen? Every day favor for, what is that, frappuccino? Cappuccino. I keep wanting to say frappuccino. I don't know the difference in the chinos anyway. I don't know nothing. I know coffee with a whole bunch of cream. That's what I know. There you go. See, now that's what I needed right there. Somebody to simplify this situation. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When the enemy tells you you're losing your mind, you need to do a throwdown on him with that scripture. Oh, wait. Did I give you the right one? See, if I slid that one by y'all are messed up. Okay, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, that's right. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We don't need to just say that one time. We need to say it all the time. I have a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. I hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of Christ's heart. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I have a sound mind. I'm not losing my mind. I have a sound mind. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334 334- 520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.
I would like to say one more thing. This is to the Faith Builders listeners out there. Please, if you would like a reply to your emails, include your email address within the body of your email. Thank you.